Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif on Monday declared that May 10 will be observed annually as Yom-e-Marka-e-Hawk, to commemorate the magnificent success of Operation Bunyanam Marsoos, and to express national solidarity, the Associated Press of Pakistan reported. In a national address, the PM said the day would be marked each year across the country with fervor and passion, paying tribute to the exceptional bravery and professionalism of the Pakistan Armed Forces. "The professional capabilities of our brave forces kept our head high with pride," he remarked. He announced that Friday will be observed as a special day of tribute and gratitude. "On this day, the nation will honor the armed forces' success on the defense front and bow before Allah in thanks. Special prayers will be offered nationwide in continuation of Yom-e-Tashakkur, seeking progress for the country and the well-being of its people," he added. Premier Sharif also unveiled a comprehensive support and compensation package for the victims of Indian aggression. He said families of Pakistani civilians martyred during Marka-e-Hawk will be provided 10 million rupees in compensation, while civilians who were injured will receive amounts ranging from 1 million rupees to 2 million rupees. For the families of martyred personnel of the Pakistan Armed Forces, the government will disburse compensation ranging from 10 million rupees to 18 million rupees, depending on the rank of the martyr. Additionally, 19 million rupees to 42 million rupees will be allocated to facilitate the provision of a house for the heirs of the martyrs. The government is also committed to continuing the full salary, including allowances, of martyred soldiers up to their scheduled retirement date, he added. The PM further announced that children of martyred soldiers would be entitled to free education up to the graduation level. Moreover, one daughter of every martyred serviceman will receive a marriage grant of 1 million rupees. Injured military personnel will be compensated between 2 million rupees and 5 million rupees based on the severity of their injuries. "The federal government," he said, "will also reconstruct homes and mosques damaged in the Indian attacks. All medical treatment expenses for the injured will be fully covered by the government," he added. "It is the responsibility of the government to take care of the children of martyrs, and we will fulfill this obligation," the PM stated. He emphasized that all individuals who rendered services for the protection of Pakistan's honor and defense would be acknowledged at the national level and honored with awards.